Hey, thanks for checking out the In the Box podcast from Modern Dealership Magazine. My name is Joey Little. We are right smack dab in the middle of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, whatever you want to call it. And there is uncertainty across the nation when it comes to the automotive retail space. I had an opportunity. I have an opportunity every single day. I'm on LinkedIn and I'm looking for dealers, and I'm looking to see what dealers are saying about how they're running things at their store, how they're communicating with their employees. And this is a state by state basis. And then also, you know, Canada is a whole different kind of aspect and process up there. But I ran across an interesting post on Thursday, April 16th, 2020, right in the middle of this pandemic. And the post was from a general manager at a Ford store in Indianapolis, Indiana. And instead of the same kind of post that I'd seen from dealers where they're talking about when is this going to get better, or I hate that I had to furlough more employees, this general manager, Ben Weir, was looking to hire more salespeople. In the middle of this pandemic, he's looking to hire more salespeople. So I had to get to the bottom of this. I had to find out what is going on at this Ford store in Indianapolis where they're not laying people off. They're actually hiring right now in the middle of the pandemic. So here's my conversation with Ben Weir.
Let's start the show.
Ben, I saw you on LinkedIn. You are, let me make sure I've got this right here, general manager and vehicle operations at Pearson Ford in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Correct.
Yeah. And you posted something on LinkedIn that just kind of caught me by surprise. You are actually looking to hire salespeople right now. And I just want to remind everybody, this is in the middle of April during the COVID-19 kind of separation pandemic. Did I read your post correctly?
Yes, you did.
Now, when other dealers are furloughing and laying off salespeople, you're hiring. What's going on at Pearson Ford?
Well, I think for a long time, we've always ran pretty lean as far as people go, salespeople go. Before we were the initial part of getting into this whole thing with COVID, the first thing we did was make sure that we had everything in place to make our people safe. And I mean that by our customers, salespeople, just any employee.
Mm-hmm.
And that was difficult adapting at first, but we wanted to make sure that, you know, we put, gloves everywhere, people changing out gloves constantly, some people wearing masks, trying to do as much as we can, in customers' driveways, mall parking lots, just kind of getting what our plan is set. And then, you know, from there, we went into, this is how we're going to answer leads, right? We're
right.
Going to get leads and we're going to answer them. And the subject line or in the body of the email every time is, we'll bring it to you. Right now, financially, people are afraid the next few months. So, the subject lines have been, we'll bring it to you, or no payments for 3 months. What's happened is, we're actually up about 15% year over year in mm-hmm. April. And because of that, we need people.
That's crazy. I mean, that's not crazy. That's just, it's unimaginable right now. But it sounds like your strategy was to jump on this as soon as possible. To first, it sounds like make sure the safety is there. And number two is make sure that you're communicating to everybody, including customers, that you're still open for business and you're going to do business the right way.
Yes.
Yeah. That is, have you had people reaching out wanting to move to Indianapolis right now to sell Fords for you, or how's that going?
Yeah, actually. So, I spent some time yesterday doing some interviews over the phone. We're not really doing them face to face right now because
right.
of those reasons. So we're trying to start as much as we can over the phone. So I did a few of them yesterday. I have two this afternoon. And then I have a couple set up on Monday. But I've definitely gotten responses. Majority are local.
Mm-hmm.
The furthest one I've had away is Tampa, Florida, which is pretty darn far from here.
That is willing to relocate. What is the message? I'm asking this because this is the main thing that I've seen from mostly internet managers, internet directors, is they don't know how to give the right message to the customer, right? They're almost going as business as usual. What is the message that you are, when you get a lead that comes into the store, what message are you really pushing back to that customer? I know it's not the, hey, come down here, let's do a test drive, let's get this done right away. You know, how are you guys handling that messaging?
We want it to be 100% appointment. So that it's not for obvious reasons like it has been historically. It's appointment because we want to make sure that the vehicle's ready. And it's pulled up, it's sanitized, you know, steering wheel's wiped down. If it has a gear shift, we have a gear shift cover on it.
Mm-hmm.
Buttons on the doors wiped down, screens wiped down. We want an appointment because we want time to have the vehicle pulled up and prepped and sanitized. So our emails, you know, the initial email that goes out is, you know, that's been a popular vehicle. And if you can come in today or tomorrow, you know, we can, you know, let us know what time it is and we can have the vehicle pulled up and sanitized for you. And a lot of people have just come in and because of that reason. And there are others that say, well, I'm going to hold off right now until everything, you know, gets a little bit more safe. And we said, we understand completely. Would you like us to sanitize it and bring it to you? And we can hang out in your driveway or your place of business outside. You can take a test drive by yourself. And the vehicle will be cleaned and sanitized when we get there. So we've had some good success, with that. We're not a huge store, but we've done more out of state business in the last 30 days than I can ever remember.
Wow. Is it just new leads that are coming in, or are you guys working your database like previously sold? And then also, how is service affected at Pearson right now?
Service is pretty good. We're ahead of what we forecasted. Quick Lane, which is a separate service department, like an express service, is down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular service is doing fine. It was rough at first, but you know, once we got our safety measures in line, we, you know, started making outbound phone calls, right? I mean, this is the time that we're calling all of our recall customers. We're calling dealerships down the road that have Fords in their inventory that we're trying to do recalls on their inventory.
Yeah.
We're trying to, you know, work, make sure people are coming for their first scheduled oil change appointments. I mean, it's definitely, everybody's definitely working a lot harder than we used to.
So the optimism at Pearson Ford is extremely high, I would assume.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, truthfully, it was that first 7 days, it was scary. But we, you know, kind of put everything on a board, on a whiteboard.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're thinking, and went one by one in a room. And, you know, you heard a lot of fear, scared, uncertainties. And then you had a couple people that said opportunity, creativity. And, you know, I asked them which direction do they want to go?
That's awesome.
And everybody said opportunity and creativity. And we've been able to do that so far, but you know, we're still in the middle of it, so we'll see.
What I like about your leadership style, I've never met you. I don't think I have NADA or anything. I've only been to Indianapolis twice. One was through a drive-through, just kind of coming through, going to the East Coast from Kansas City. But what I can hear in your voice is customer experience sounds like it's a big thing for you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's paramount because we're a family-owned business, you know, been in business for 60 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, in our area, a lot of the bigger, you know, dealership groups, Asbury, things like that, they're buying up, you know, a lot of the stores that have been in your business for a long time. So customer service and experience and ownership experience is everything for us.
So my last recommendation, and I got to ask you why you guys haven't done it yet, but how come you haven't picked up Andrew Luck as a salesperson at the store yet? Isn't he retired looking for things to do?
I don't think he lives around here anymore.
We've been We've been trying to get our Patrick Mahomes here in Kansas City, but he's been kind of busy lately, so especially in the lockdown.
Yeah.
So, Ben, I got to thank you so much for coming on. I just wanted to get it, you know, straight from the GM's mouth about the optimism that's going on at the Ford store, the Pearson Ford in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thanks, man. I do appreciate you taking this time to talk to me.
Thanks for reaching out. Appreciate it. Good luck.